Good evening.
Good evening. Martha.
Good evening. Chag Sameach. Happy Hanukkah. Martha, it's only you.
Okay.
Good night. So if you want me to go forward, I'm willing, but if you want to wait.
No, we'll wait.
Okay.
Either comes on or we can have the class later.
Not a problem. This is a reminder that today is the 5th.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of behind here.
Nothing to be sorry about. There's nothing to be sorry about.
Checking the mail. I've had a crazy week, but I'll put that in the mail to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for reminding me. Write it out right now. Hi, Mom.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm sorry I'm late. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to have to put you a little bit louder. I have to put you a little bit louder. Okay.
Well.
All right. I'm back.
We can stay. We're in section 14 of Parashat Lech Lecha and the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting at Pasuk 114, and I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte, Bid Hilur, Himud, Hilud, Hilur, Himud. Le'akda, L'shem Yudhe Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Chol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Ra'ihino Amadunai Elohinu Alinu Ma'asei Yadenu Fenenei Alinu Ma'asei Yadenu Fenenehu Wa'ihi Kirgo Avram Mitzrayma Ra'iru Hamitzrim Et Ha'isha He afa he omeod Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'teva a'ayla ha'ayla uftahu la lema me'sal mina kostona kewan dit patach Awan hora din hora dushim sha ahidiktiv ki afa ki omeot. The translation, and it came to pass when Avram came to Egypt the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. Rabbi Yehuda said, he brought her to Egypt in a closed carriage, and the Egyptians opened the carriage to collect taxes from it. But as the carriage was opened, there was light resembling the light of the sun. This means that the light of Sarah, which is the secret of the moon, was as strong as the light of the sun, according to the secret of the two great lights. And this is why it is written that she was very fair. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. It is important to understand that the female energy can be connected to the light that the moon generates on the fourth day of creation. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, my thought was, did the Egyptians have the merit to see that light of Sarah? Or was it obvious to everyone? I mean, with the checking, he was gazing upon. Are they?
I hope that you have met people, but usually it's a woman who seems to be bright. Her aura, her essence, her appearance. I'm not talking about her physical beauty. I'm talking about the... I have no other word other than aura. But she exudes a light. You see it on brides on their wedding day. And you see it from time to time on other women, depending on their situation and what goes on. So, and that kind of aura, that kind of light is revealed to everyone. Now, there's other forms of light, other aspects of light that are not revealed to everyone. But I am sure you have, whenever you go to a wedding, the bride is glowing. That's the kind of light you're talking about.
Well, and I've seen a circle of light around one person one time, and that person said something, and then that bright golden ball of light changed to like a brass color. But I've never had that experience with anybody else to see. Now, I've felt energy around, and I guess that's the word to use, some people just stand out in the crowd, either the way they talk or the way they look. I mean, they just have this, like you say, glow about them.
Charisma is the modern term.
Right. But that's the only time I actually saw a color around a person.
But there's no colors mentioned in this pasuk. There's only the light that's mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's from Rabbi Ashlag.
I have a question. The light that was in where Sarah was contained, you said it was like the moon and the sun. Was that where the moon was as equal to the sun's light? Is that the light, the original,
That's really what the verse is saying, that there were two great lights created on the fourth day, and it wasn't until the end of the fourth day that the moon was asked to diminish its light.
Right. It was like
when Sarah and Avram being connected to Zeranpin, which is the sun, Sarah was on that same level, and that was the light that she revealed. And that's what, you know, but she was arriving in a closed carriage, so people couldn't see it until the door opened. It's really just continuing the previous section.
And you say people, they had to be certain people that saw it. Like you said, they were trying to collect the taxes on their imports or exports.
Right.
Imports, right? So it had to be some tax collectors that were...
Or the border guards.
Mm-hmm.
The customs inspection, that's been going on for centuries.
Right.
For thousands of years, that you have a border and you have guards on the border and you tax
right.
what comes through the border, either leaving it or coming into it.
Right, imports, exports. And you said she was fair, and you meant that description, fair, I don't know what the Hebrew word is. Is it or?
Well, I'm going to look for it right now.
You said light, so was it in Hebrew? It should say or. So all they saw was a bright light. Eventually, they must have seen her as a physical being.
Yes, she was being seen as a physical being. But there was something about her. It's not the word or in Aramaic.
Okay.
It's the word hiya or hiyo. It's hey, yud aleph.
Hey,
now, yud aleph means an island, means alone.
I thought it might be Yaffa, you know, because sometimes Aramaic and Hebrew are the same, and of course you often means beautiful, but that's in that first line toward the end of the line. So see if they repeated it in the last
what
word. He ma'od very. Oh, well, that happens. Okay, the third from the last word is Yaffa again. And he is she, and the ode is very, so very she, or rather beautiful, or I'm sure fair could be the same, or related, let me put it that way.
Well translated.
Fair she more, you know, it
but
might.
But it's not the word that's for or. It's a different word,
okay.
And that's why they're translating it not as light, but as the word fair. Or as Thomas said, it would probably be better to be translated beautiful.
Okay.
Verse 115. My meod ela dechamu pateva nehora akara apikula dechamula temil kadmin ahibiti vayiru ota sare paro kewan dikti Vayiru Hamitzrayim Hamitzrim et Haisha Mai Vayiru Ota Sare Paro Eladiatiku La Bechamu La Kabil Kadmin Uten Vayahalelu Ota El Paro with Gomer. The translation. And he asks, what does the verse allude to by using the word very? And he replies that the Egyptians saw in the carriage a different light. They took her out of the carriage, and they saw that she remained as fair as before, as fair as she was in the carriage. This means that the action of the Egyptians did not do her any damage. Her beauty was not corrupted. It remained as before, as when she was in the carriage. Therefore, it is written, the ministers of Pharaoh saw her. And so he asked, since it is written that the Egyptians beheld the woman, why do I read, the ministers of Pharaoh saw her, as they too were Egyptians? And he replies, because they took her out of the carriage and saw that she remained as fair as before. That is, as she was in the carriage. And then they commanded her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. My commentary.
Excuse me.
Again, Rabbi Ashlag is making the verse clear as written. Go ahead and say it again.
Well, my comment was they certainly are making it an emphasis as her fairness in the carriage and out of the carriage, because they certainly said it several times.
They are definitely in enforcing that right. Concept.
Right. Okay, then the ministers of Pharaoh, is that their title? Malka was asking just a while ago, who were these people?
Well, there were two levels. There were the guards on the border, and they're referred to as the Mitzrayim.
Okay.
And then the additional people, which are the ministers of Pharaoh, because what would have happened is Pharaoh would have always been looking for a beautiful woman. As we were told earlier, all Egyptians were lecherous in the previous verse in the last section. So the guards on the border would have been told to look for beautiful women, and if they found them, to bring in the higher ups, the ministers of Pharaoh, to ascertain whether the woman was worthwhile, whatever that means, to be brought to Pharaoh's house. And in Sarah's case, she was.
Do we think that Sarah is a reincarnation of Hava?
Yes. Sarah is definitely a reincarnation of Hava, and Esther is a reincarnation of Sarah.
Reincarnation of Sarah, right.
Which makes...
And they're all known for their beauty. So.
Exactly. And Esther was also... The relationship makes Esther a reincarnation of Chava also.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same soul. Did I go on?
Well, I'm wondering about the word carriage, because it's mentioned so many times. Even in that verse, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4.
But those are all the words of Rabbi Ashlag.
Right. Okay. I see that. All caps. Yeah.
That reminds me of... carrots, the light, the brightness, the beauty, reminds me of the Torah, the scrolls that are in the Ark. I don't know why that came to mind, but, you know, it's concealed and revealed, and the beauty and the
and the female aspect. And I think of the Ark. I think of many things, actually, when they talk about the carriage and the light, the words they use.
It's a nice spot. I did notice that the word carriage in the, I don't know where it is in your book, but it's the beginning of the verse starts with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, but then you have the word variants in small print, regular print, and then saw in the carriage a different light. And the word carriage, what I saw in the Aramaic was the word hateva, which is the ark.
Oh. Right. Which is ark?
So, hateva has the meaning of an ark.
Uh-huh.
It also has the meaning of natural nature, but in that case, it would be used as ark. And so the translator is translating it as a carriage because people are never going to understand that Sarah traveled in an ark. But
right. What
is an ark is we have been talking all the time. An ark is a protection shield.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the meaning of carriage.
And Torah is a protection shield. I mean, she was
correct.
A prophetess. She was a walking Torah, a female, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Very correct. We're almost out of time, so I'm not going to go to the next pasuk, but if there's any other questions, let's continue the conversation, or I will just wish you...
Well, I have one more comment. You know, we talked about Yosef and how we talked about his cloak, coat, whichever, and a multiple, you know, that yoke of...
The multicolored coat. Yes.
Yeah, enclosed him in this cloak. And we talked about he enclosed him in the Torah, you know, in the teachings, in the, you know, yoke of death.
Correct.
And, you know, So I'm thinking about Abraham doing the same as with Sarah, as his yoke of death with Yosef.
Mm. Very true. And it is a mitzvah for a man to teach his wife Torah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it when it's the opposite? When it's the woman, the wife that teaches the husband Torah.
There's a lot of that goes on as well.
I missed what was being said.
I said, what is it when it's the opposite? Of course, I have to think way back. It was, you know, it was Tony who introduced me to Torah. But it's like in our elderly years that it's the opposite. I'm the one having to teach him.
Well, he introduced you to Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started to grow in Torah. And that is effectively the female growing to be the level of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without answering the question, I will just ask the question. Part of his tikkun with another male soul might be that he needed to be the soul that started to introduce you to Torah. But the need for you to grow to that higher level of the female growing to the level of the sun, this moon growing to the level of the sun, you both of you, all of the females in my classes, represent that aspect, that prophecy being fulfilled.
Right.
So basically, Tony actually had the spark for Hannah to begin her growth.
He ignited the
right.
the small flame within
yeah.
her life.
Right.
And then once that flame was ignited, she followed through with all the growth. She
right.
had the passion for the knowledge. And Tony's passions
his
would go in that area.
Yeah, his gifts have to do, he's got a servant's heart. You know, I have to kind of think sometime before I want to do some things. Especially if it's not so much to my liking, then I have to leave my comfort zone. But with him, it's just he's a stranger to no one. And like I always say, I always have to have a book with me in the car, because if somebody gets stranded or then, you know, have car trouble, he's going to stop. So I better have something to do, because he's going to stop and get out. And that's his personality. So I've had to learn to be like that. It doesn't come naturally with me. It comes naturally with me working with children, and but to know to do some other things, I have to leave my comfort zone.
And that's a good sign. He forces you to your comfort zone, which is your growth. And by virtue of the changes you make in the way you explain things or teach him, he grows. We're out of time, so we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Okay.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.
Okay.
7 o'clock
at this time. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.